This is Fufara, where the little things are a big deal. Coming at you from our rooms, I mean studios, in Seattle and Dallas. We're your hosts and lifestyle gurus, Maddie and Tara.
I feel like I haven't dreamed in a long time. Is that sad?
No, I think we all dream, but usually it's a matter of whether you remember it or
okay.
not.
Okay, yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. And I think now with our self-isolating behavior, we don't have much material to dream of.
Yeah, exactly. Our lives are pretty repetitive at this point.
May I contribute a theory? Using the Freudian approach to psychology, Kenneth, I may have an explanation for some of your dreams.
Yes, please illuminate.
I think your apocalyptic dream comes from a deep-rooted fear of squirrels.
Oh, of course. Do you run away from the squirrels like I do, Kenneth?
You know, most of the time, yes.
Yeah.
Except for that one like week where in my biology class we had to like chase squirrels. I had to confront my fears.
Oh,
and they
terrifying.
would not like flee from me. Like I approached one and I was like in arm's reach of it and it still wouldn't move. I mean, to be fair, like it was distracted by a donut, like it was eating a donut, but I was like very close and I'm like a human and that's a squirrel and it has no fear, and then I start to fear it,
right?
And that's when it gains power.
Exactly. And that's what happens down at William Mary, right, Tara? Like they
yes.
fear nothing.
Mm-hmm. They like to gang up on people.
Mm-hmm.
They always, at the most unexpected times, that's when you'll expect them. Mm-hmm. And they show up unannounced, God knows, uninvited, and they just
unwanted.
Take over. Unwanted too. Yeah. Yes.
They are not low key.
They are ridiculous key.
Ridiculous.
Ridonkulous. Absurd. Mm-hmm. Preposterous.
So are is Godzilla in his dream the squirrels? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, actually, I think earlier I said Freudian approach to psychology, but I think I meant psychiatry. And now that I bring that up, I don't know the difference between the two.
I know the difference.
Please enlighten us.
Yes.
Psychiatrists have to go to medical school and they have the ability to actually give out prescriptions. But psychologists do not have that ability to give prescriptions.
Wow.
So it's a little bit of more schooling, I think, to be a psychiatrist.
So you need more school to be able to give out some candy.
Some candy, yeah. That's
yes.
a great way to look at it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give out some treats.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I hope nobody sues us right now. I don't have that type of money.
Tara, you haven't seen... Kenneth, have you seen Parasite?
I have.
It's so good, right?
It's so good.
Tara, you need to see it.
You need to see it. Like, it'll give you so much anxiety. It'll get you thinking.
That's not the best tagline. This movie will give you anxiety. That doesn't really...
But it's like good anxiety. It's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
It's worth it. It's so good.
I was just gonna say, it's not like some dumb slasher film or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, it has reasons why some violence occurs. Like, it all feels very meaningful and purposeful, and it's all to serve like a greater message that I think you find very interesting as a film connoisseur.
Yeah, the cinematography, yes, I will say, is amazing.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch a film called Parachute, or I don't know, Paramount. No,
Paraglide.
That's a studio. Paraglide. Periscope.
Periscope.
What other paras? Parakeet.
Paradigm.
Oh, Paradigm.
Yeah.
Parakeet. I like parakeet too.
Yeah, parakeets. Parakeets are cool.
Parallel.
Parallel. Gotta get those parallel lines.
Is there a fruit that starts with a para? No, I was talking.
Pear. About. Just pear.
Just pear. Just yeah. pear. Yeah. Wow.
Wow is right.
I can do a really good Owen Wilson wow. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, I have to get ready. Wow.
That was good.
Yes.
That was good.
Yes. Kenneth, have you seen the Owen Wilson video of the fighting with lightsabers?
No, I haven't.
And they use, okay, Tara, I'm going to put it on, okay?
Please it's like, do. It's like, oh, my gosh.
But to set the scene, it's who are the Star Wars characters in it? It's Count Dooku.
Yes, and Anakin.
And Anakin.
Uh-huh.
And who's the other guy? Obi-Wan, right?
Yes.
Obi-Wan. And from the prequels, and they are about to engage in a stellar lightsaber battle. Which, by the way, Kenneth, have you seen the people in William & Mary do their lightsaber battles?
I have. It's everything. So cool. Oh, it's my awesome. Gosh. I admire them so much.
Me too. They're my I love idols. It. I literally would pay to go watch them. But it's really funny. It's his wow going for all the times the lightsabers clash. And I highly recommend this video.
That sounds amazing.
It's pretty great. And we should figure out for the future, Tara, how to do that. Because I know there are ways, right? Like, don't people, like, watch movies through Zoom or something?
Yes, I think Netflix has this really cool platform where you can... It's called Netflix Party, where you can allow multiple people to join in. And as you're watching the movie, it's kind of like a live chat. So you can insert your comments and your opinions about the movie as it's happening.
That's cool.
So you can still hold your Friday movie nights.
Yeah.
No, film studies, my bad, my apologies.
Do you want a lawsuit to happen?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my apologies, film study.
We are not about to get sued.
Yeah, movie night. How is that a copyrighted phrase? I don't know.
But it is fun to see all the things. Like, it's too bad that they all have to go digital, but all things that you didn't think would go digital or could go digital are now trying to go digital. Yeah. Like, my sister has dance classes, but she still has it, like, through, like, Skype. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, ridiculous.
That's strange, yeah.
Yeah. And it's, like, the teacher's in her living room. Like, it's just so weird. Okay. I have a topic that caught my eye from Kenya. Shout out to Kenya.
Kenya!
Kenya!
It just says, hot sauce, is ketchup too spicy? I don't know.
Profound, very profound.
Does she mean, like, what's our stamina for hot sauce? And do we think ketchup is too spicy? Does anyone here not like ketchup?
I don't like prefer hot
sauce. It. I don't like hot sauce either. You don't prefer ketchup, though.
I like hot sauce.
So what do you put on, like, hot dogs, though?
I put on ketchup. Like, for hot dogs, I'll put on ketchup. But, like, okay. Other things, like... I don't like to eat ketchup alone, but I feel like that's a lot of people don't eat ketchup alone. I thought
you meant for a second, like, just, like, physically alone.
Yeah.
I thought you meant, like, I didn't realize you meant, like,
Like just itself. Ketchup itself. Yeah.
I thought you meant, like, I'm just, like, in your room, like, eating ketchup.
Like, Kenneth, yeah. We have a huge can of worms to open up here.
No.
A can of ketchup, excuse me.
There you go. Yes. Yeah.
So,
do you like hot sauce? Do you like you prefer?
Yeah, I like hot sauce.
Okay.
I like spicy things.
Yeah. And Tara, you don't. You're not a fan.
No, I'm very averse to all things that have heat. Mm-hmm. I guess my tongue is very sensitive because I have a very terrible reaction whenever I have something over the level of like one. In terms of spiciness, I like it low-key.
Yes. Low-key. There you go. We should have like some sort of arena or bell or something every time someone says low-key. I agree. I am not a hot sauce person. I see those shows, that show on YouTube where they like make the celebrities like eat chicken, like hot sauce with chicken wings.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, like, I wouldn't even get past the first one.
Do you guys not like spicy food?
No.
What? No. I love spicy food. I love it how I just hurt.
Oh my god,
the pain.
When it's so spicy that my, like, nose starts dripping my eyes start watering and I'm like, help, help.
So you're literally, like, sweating?
Yeah.
Why is that a positive food experience? Yeah.
I think it's in the choir.
To the pain.
Do we need to get you some help?
No. I'm okay. I just like spicy food.
Do we have to call the hotline?
Oh. Oh.
Dude, that's iconic. I told you. I got
it. Those puns are very high key.
What's that idiom? Mm. If you can't handle the heat, then get out of the kitchen. And there's another one too.
That's not related to hot sauce though. Oh, I just want to make that clear.
Out of the frying pan and into the fire.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever used them before.
Yeah, I don't think I have either. But I respect that they're there.
We respect the presence of them.
Do we want to do one more topic, Tara?
Yes, we have more than enough time for one more absolutely captivating topic.
Yes. And
I think that topic should be... I think that topic should be up to Kenneth, because he's our highly esteemed guest.
What? I agree. What do you want to talk about? Does he have access to our list?
I do. Okay. Let me open it up real quick. Fufra, love that name, by the way.
Tara came up with it. She's a genius.
You're literally
a genius. That's amazing.
I'm not going to refute that claim. but And I humbly accept the title of genius/empress for life. But it's just a very common Southern term, so I can't take all the credit as much as I would like to.
I don't feel like it is do people like use it in their everyday lives?
Well, I do. Maybe that explains why a lot of people did not really hang out with me. Wow, I'm making all sorts of connections here.
Oh. Wow. I think it's awesome. I love it. It's literally brilliant.
Thank you. My gosh, creepy children shows and programs.
That's a good one. I think we need to dedicate a whole episode to that.
Is that too big to handle in this last segment?
Yes, but I think we can hint at it.
Yeah, give us
foreshadowing.
Okay, well, this has less to do with children's programming in America, but kind of has to do with these two lovable, just nationally admired characters that are synonymous with upbringing for children everywhere. And
who are they, Tara?
Who are they? I will tell you who they are. Okay. They are Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy.
Oh.
You guys just sounded like a deflated balloon. Let's try that again. Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Yay.
You guys disgust me. Anyway, Miss, I am just so exasperated because apparently Disney has announced that Miss Piggy and Kermit the Frog have gotten a divorce. But how do you feel, Maddie, about this? Like having your childhood just taken away and then told that these two beloved characters are not together in matrimonial union anymore? It's just absurd.
You know, I'm sad for them. They really are iconic. They really are. And it really is interesting because it's really a reflection and a really symbol of the changing times. And it really calls attention to the high divorce rate in America. And maybe it is a illusion for how, in a metaphor, really, for how we really mask our emotions through a figure where we play characters. Miss Piggy, Kermit the Frog, they are puppets, Tara. They are played, they're characters, and how we mask our sorrow and our discontent behind masks, behind puppets. And really, things may not be going so good. So it's deep. It's artistic. It's a choice. It is a metaphor. And it's a publicity stunt.
Those are my thoughts. May I rebut? Can I rebut?
Yeah, you can rebut. I don't like that word though.
You never see the lower half, Maddie. So how do you know they're puppets?
You're right.
For all they know, they might be, for all we know, they might be self-conscious about their legs.
Maybe. Yeah. No, I don't think it's actually that deep. I actually think it's a publicity stunt and they just wanted to get their name out there again. Cause you know, it's been a while since you saw our reactions. It's been a while since they've been in the spotlight.
Yeah. I didn't know that they were married.
Yep. Yeah.
See, if a, what hope does that give to other frogs and pigs who want to get together? What example does that serve? It gives them no hope.
It sets a bad precedent indeed.
Yes, bad precedent indeed.
Wow.
Well, I'm hoping for a reconciliation in the near future.
How much fun would that be to watch Miss Piggy and Kermit the Frog go to marriage counseling? I can't wait for that episode. That's going to be great. Oh my gosh.
I don't know if I'm Team Kermit or Team Miss Piggy. I'm Team Miss Kermit the Frog. And no, let me rephrase that. I got confused. My pronouns got confused. I'm Team Miss Piggy and Kermit the Frog, both of them. I have to have both of them. It's like a business deal. If I can't have both of them, I don't want none of them.
How can one exist without the other?
Yeah, exactly. Two peas in a pod.
Yeah,
it's like Kissables and Hershey's. Like you very eloquently put, Maddie, Kissables.
Yeah.
What was it you said?
Kissables walked so Hershey's could run.
Yes.
And I guess, I mean, Hershey's is in, like, the big company, you know? Like, now they're really successful, but you can't forget where you came from. You can't forget your roots, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people had to buy Hershey Kissables and throw them up for Hershey's to get where they are today, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's all about, yeah. But Kenneth, are there any, you chose this topic, are there any weird, creepy, weird things in kids' shows you remember, anything?
All I remember, what is it? The Teletubbies?
Yeah.
Oh my god. The I moon. Swear. They're like a cult.
Yeah.
It's like, it was so weird. And like, it scared me as a kid. And I was like, Mom, please don't make me watch this. But they're just bouncing. And then they have like magic powers. But it's like not, it's like creepy magic powers. Like I can't.
Yeah, they speak in only like two syllables, and their names are just like awkward, unhuman sounds that.
What are their names again?
Like Lala and Foofa or what?
Tinky Winky, Lala,
oh my gosh.
Dipsy, and then there's the Sun Baby.
I think my fear of vacuums comes from that big elephant. Monstrous vacuum that they had that they just brought out for no reason with his long trunk that would just suck the joy out of everything. But that's just my opinion.
Oh my gosh.
I just love how like on the website they spell Lala like LAA-LAA. Like why couldn't it just be LALA? Like they had to like make it like sophisticated. Like his name is Lala. Like I don't know why it has to like be spelled all like fancy.
Be hyphenated.
Yeah, be hyphenated with like the double A's. Like
that's not low key. That's very high key.
That is definitely high key for sure.
Yeah, for all we know, it's not Lala, but Lala. You know,
Lala. Yeah,
Lala.
Wrong. So right.
Well, I think it's time for our words of the week.
Oh, wow. We have words of the week now, huh?
We do now.
We do.
Okay.
So, we have one actual English word from the dictionary, straight out of the Oxford Dictionary. Mm-hmm. And then our second word is, because I'm trying to improve my street credibility and try to adapt and, what's the word? The right word. It starts with an A. Assimilate better with my generation by using their lingo. Okay? So these are two different words.
Excellent.
The first word is petrichor. P-E-T-R-I-C-H-O-R. Do any of you have any theories about what that means without looking it up?
Kennedy, go first.
Petrichor?
Petrichor.
The first thing that pops in mind is petrified. So something... to do with being static, unmoving.
Wow. Petrichor. I think of petroleum, which I feel like is off. Petrichor. I'm gonna say, I like that idea of being like paralyzed. Can I just take Kenneth's position?
Yeah, it's not my word. We can co-own it.
Okay.
Well, for your edification. Prepare for your worlds to be rocked.
I'm ready. I'm sitting down.
Petrichor. I will read the definition,
okay,
word for word, verbatim, off the internet, or off the net, as you kids say. Mm. Okay, petrichor, a pleasant smell that frequently accompanies the first rain after a long period of warm, dry weather.
There's a word for that.
There is, Kenneth. There is. God.
That definitely is a smell. Like, I can smell that. Petrichor. Mm-hmm. So it's a noun?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's advanced.
That's way above my vocabulary.
I'm just saying, just throw it in one of your essays and immediate bonus points.
Yes.
I like it. I feel more educated.
I'm glad I edified you.
You did.
Okay. The second word that is more, I guess, colloquial is juiced. J-U-I-C-E-D.
I definitely feel like that's like revved up, ready to go. Yeah, Kenneth, what do you think? What's your theory?
I think when things are being juiced, they get their like liquids like pulled out from them. I feel like when I feel juiced, I feel like my life has been leached away from me.
Oh, that's interesting. Two different like opposite perspectives.
Yeah. That sounds like a medical term that juiced. I'd rather not. Okay, juiced is exactly what Maddie said. It means you're just pumped up, full of energy. And I guess I want to thank you guys for making me juiced about this whole show today.
Oh my gosh, thank you for making me juiced.
And Kenneth, thank you so much for joining us. Like, you've given us so much to talk about, so much to think about.
Of course, thank you for inviting me.
Of course.
However, I'd like to challenge Kenneth next time. Because I don't trust the way you just knew all those brand names.
Okay.
And
that's true. That was pretty impressive.
Honor code. William & Mary honor code.
You might be selling something, Kenneth, and I will get to the bottom of it.
What? That's redonkulous.
Redonkulous. Yes. Well, in case it rains, which I know it does in Seattle or Virginia, I hope you guys enjoy a very pleasant petrichor.
Oh, thank you, Tara. You too.
Thank you.
Well, goodbye, listeners. Goodbye. Catch us again. Okay, it's time for Kenneth to go now.
Okay. Goodbye.
Hiya. Thanks for listening to our podcast, Fufara. Our listeners' input is so essential to our show, kind of like dairy. Unless, of course, you are vegan or lactose intolerant. On second thought, that was a bad example. Anywho, please email us your ideas, your thoughts, your fufara to fufara.theworld@gmail.com. By the way, for copyright purposes, the name of the catchy tune we use in our intro is called Mouthful of Diamonds by Fantagram.